Am I coming through now? I can talk loud. Now I'm echoey. Let me start over. No. I wait till she gets back there and corrects our thing here, the echo. So 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 tells us God is love. That's who God is. That's what God is. A lot of people think God is a bunch of other stuff, but when God defines himself, he simply says, I am love. That's what I am. And today we're going to look at how does God define love? You and I have our definition. You and I have our preferences. You and I have our ideas. You and I even have our experiences regarding love. But what does God say? I don't know if you know it or not, but God's smarter than you. And you may think you know, but he really knows. And if you and God have a difference of opinion, guess who's wrong? You are. If God and I have a difference of opinion, guess who's wrong? I am. So we really want to find out what God says about love. You and I were created by love. And I love just talking about creation. When God takes us, he says, out of the dust of the ground, he formed us. And can you just think about God caressing the clay into the shape of a human being with all of the details and intricacies and the time that he took and the care that he took and the personal touch that was involved. And he created us by shaping us out of the ground. And then he actually kissed us or breathed into us the breath of life. You were created by love, because of love. I'm actually created by love too. Mom and Dad loved each other, and boom, here I am. You're redeemed by love. Romans 13:8 says this. It says, owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. So what do we owe each other? Love. It says, don't owe anybody anything. Oh, I owe you a punch in the kisser, you know. No, I owe you love. You did bad to me, so I'm going to do bad to you. You had a bad attitude, so I'm going to have a bad attitude. You neglected me, so I'm going to neglect you. No. We owe love to each other. It really doesn't matter how people treat you. You owe love to them. And God says that clearly here. That's not really our definition, though, is it? People are nice to me, I can love them. People treat me well, I can love them. People, you know, we have our qualifications that people have to meet before we will love them, and we have ways they can disqualify themselves from our love too. But that's us, not God. That's not what God says. John 13:34 talks about love is the great commandment. And Jesus says, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. That seems like it's a little repetitive,